This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. If you want to know how Italy's economy is faring in this global downturn, take a chair or watch one being manufactured. It is one of the small and medium-sized industries that drive the economy of Italy and among the hundreds of companies that are shutting down. NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Manzano, the self-proclaimed world capital of chair production.
This is CATAS, the Italian laboratory for testing furniture and wood-based products. There are dozens of complicated machines testing the resistance of chairs. CATAS CEO Angelo Speranza describes a test on a wooden chair for domestic use.
This test goes 200,000 cycles, about 1 week. For the office chairs, about 25 days.
This lab serves the local industry, celebrated by the town with a chair-shaped monument that's 100 feet tall, symbol of an industry that brought well-being to a region long mired in poverty. The great majority of companies here are small or medium-sized and family-owned. A few years ago, they provided 30% of the world chair production, several million a year, mainly for export. But the economic downturn has hit hard. There are now 800 chair factories, down from 1,200 just a few years ago. The Biefik company has just a few employees, hammering, sanding, and assembling wooden chairs. Claudio Natalutti says things are tough. A 50% drop in production has forced employees to work only 4 days a week most of this year. He says, I'm 60. If the company shuts down, I'll be out on the street. The business forecast is that about 100 more chair factories will shut down by the end of this year. Giusto Marinig heads a local agency that helps troubled chair companies. He says thousands of workers have lost jobs. Most were foreign immigrants, which means Italian families have thus far been spared. He says the worst is yet to come.
An entire management structure is in crisis, and we must find a new business model. Some businesses will shut down, some will have to consolidate, and there will be a very radical culling of companies in the marketplace.
More than 95% of Italy's businesses are small and medium-sized. Industry and marketing analyst Ugo Poli says this Italian economic engine developed haphazardly without any of the government assistance lavished on big industries like the Fiat auto giant.
90% of this capitalism has been built by skilled workers who over the last four decades went from being employees to entrepreneurs with their own companies. This was a radical transformation.
Pauli points out that small family-owned businesses have loyal workforces and lack social tension. This is one of the few areas in Italy where unions are all but absent. But the economic downturn is now highlighting drawbacks. Many manager owners fear losing control and are unwilling to update their market strategies. One company trying to adapt is Domitalia. The company lost 75% of its chair exports to the United States, one of its prime markets. Owner Alessandro Ferluga took a bold step, opening his own warehouse in North Carolina.
We sent our tables and chairs and we started to make a distribution with local American agent. I'm building now the Domitalia USA.
Italy has thus far avoided high-profile bankruptcies that have plagued American and European companies. But analysts agree that here in the heartland of the country's economy, the hardships small and medium-sized companies are now facing could signal a long and difficult recession. Silvia Pagioli, NPR News.